harsh tones in the presence of the truth. More and more is coming through to get it cool. We got contains, the bloodline is poor. Dark Italians, raiders, the market selling. I lost dark is art, the travels through Gary, Indiana. If my jewels is Michael's, then when you see me on the wall of fame, my chassis gon' strike through. Pirouettes are turning the two steps. Dark to king's words with violence begets violence. The meaner is older, my style. As many stylish women who come into my sight. The Negro Neapolitan chocolate in the origin. Made away to Naples, vanilla from modification. The touch is strawberry, I'm tasting. The cherry on top of fruit, my son. Call me Davidson. The way this heart lives in the back of shorts. I'm me to the morning one. Fly down the police, I'm in Madrid. Now give me capo, why the money in the clean? Party at Akamut, we stay mute. Hush tones in the presence of the shoot. More and more is coming through to get it cool. We dark Italians, the bloodline is poor.
This is CIOI 101.5 FM. The Hawk is on the air.
The following podcast contains defiant content that may be disturbing to some audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
Hello, listeners. This is Expect Defiance. I'm your host, Denzel Gordon. I'd just like to give a quick shout out to George Soros for donating to our PayPal and donating to our Patreon and giving us all those beautiful Antifa bucks to spend on gas masks, and Molotov cocktails. Thank you, George. I have with me today the ferns, not like literal bushes popping out of the ground, but two human beings. Hello, the ferns.
Hello. Yes, we are human beings.
Hello, human ferns. Just to make sure I don't mess this up, could you guys give us your names in full?
Absolutely. My name is Luke Newton Hansberger, the first, and hopefully the last.
My name is Kurt Chandler Frederick Dunn, the first, but hopefully not the first. I expect a long lineage.
Fantastic. I'll make sure that we get George Soros to put your names on the invoice and hopefully give you a nice cut.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. So you're here on Expect to talk about your new project, Beats. What's Beats all about?
Well, Beats is a double EP that we just released. It's got 8 songs on it. It's filled with songs that Luke and I have been working on since about the start of the pandemic and just finished now. And we're releasing it through our friends at Routine Exploits. We'd like to give a shout out to them. Thank you very much.
Shout out to Matt at Routine Exploits.
Mm-hmm.
What was Beats inspired by? I know a lot of records are quarantine records these days, so I'm guessing isolation is a part of maybe a theme or a vibe, but like, what was it that inspired you guys at all, or you conjured up to make this thing?
I'd say nothing in particular and everything. For those who have listened, or those who might listen, themes of death, mortality, existentialism, and wondering what it's all about kind of float all around the record. That kind of inspired us, I suppose. A search for meaning before we kick the eventual proverbial bucket.
It's the human experience wrapped up into 8 songs.
That's right.
I like that. that is a fair category of life, you know, like we need to talk about death. I feel like you guys are, I have this written down here actually, like you guys are like well adjusted when it comes to death. Am I right about that?
I guess what we try to be. I think we think about it a lot.
As well adjusted as any human can be. I try not to think about it a lot unless I'm writing a song. Other than that, I'm constantly running away from it.
I think that's
fair.
But
when it comes time to sit down with a guitar, that's when it all flows out.
Fair enough. What actually is the history of the Ferns? What is the origin of the Ferns? Referring to your namesake and just in general, like how did you guys start working together?
Well, Luke and I, we've known each other since high school. We met in drama class in grade 9. And all throughout high school, we had a band called The Bends that we worked on with our best friends, Duncan Chambers, Joe Salter, and Dave Clawson. And so we were jamming with them for a long time. And then we just decided to try something a little different after university, and we became The Ferns.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Were you guys...
And the Ferns...
Oh, sorry. Were you guys Radiohead fans at all for the bands there?
Yeah, we were.
Fair enough.
Yeah, there's not really much more of a story to that. We used to tell people we had a friend who died from the bends, but the look of shock and kind of horror on people's faces when we told that story made us quickly realize that it wasn't actually that funny of a joke.
So how did the Ferns come about? Was anybody killed by a bush?
I think we just tried to think of the most ungoogleable name and came up with that.
Yeah, when I first looked into it, I didn't see many bands with the Ferns, and then after we did it, I realized like there was 5 other bands. So
yeah, but it just sounded nice. We like the it's a nice sounding name. It's a name that sounds like a band that should exist already, and it's soft.
Turns out they do.
Yeah. And it kind of just fits with the type of music we like to make, I think.
Yeah, I feel like the name Ferns is very, like, it feels like a warm neighborhood with a picket fence, you know, in a good way. Like, I like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
What else is there to say? You have... we have Routine Exploits, which is a new label that is just started by your friend Matt, our friend Matt. And what else is there to say, guys? Anything you guys want to say to play you out for this record? Shouts out to Routine Exploits. Shout outs to the Ferns that aren't with us on the phone. And people who play with the Ferns. And yeah.
Aaron Douglas and Dave Clawson.
Yes.
Shouts
Aaron
out.
Aaron Douglas, Dave Clawson. And Matt also subs in sometimes when we require him. So thank you all.
We should say that Dave Clawson actually, our the main drummer for the Ferns when we play live, is actually working on his own material that will potentially be released through Routine Exploits. So something to keep an ear out for. Hip-hop, ambient-inspired work.
Great
and
city.
I would say Dave Clawson, without any sense of hyperbole, is the best musician that I've ever known. He's very talented. So I'm looking forward to this quite a bit.
Wonderful. All right, y'all. This is Expect Defiance, and I got with you the Ferns record. It's called Beats. Enjoy. All right, I think that's... is that good, guys?
Just a fact. misstep. Barely catch your breath, see your life laid out. Feel a sharp pain, something in the brain tells you to calm down. Your life is profound. Something in the brain
to a fall. Don't say that I need to care, that I should read my history. Thinking there's no possibility, no room for foolish opinions. Things revolve around me. It's settled, I'm the best. It's settled, I'm the one. It's settled.
thought was Beats by The Ferns. It's nerdy. It's got synth and drum sounds that sound fairly affordable. It's danceable, groovy, slightly out of tune, but in the best way. Melodic, Paul Simon-esque even, Shrek-esque even. Look them up, The Ferns. The record is called Beats, now for digital download. Thank you for listening to Expect Defiance. I'll be leaving you with Lou Reed's Metal Machine Music, the big dog Lou Reed. This is Denzel Gordon, signing off.